Hi, and thanks for joining the Search SOA podcast. Today we're going to talk about Google's announcement that they plan to acquire the API management solution provider Apigee in a $625 million deal. Opinions are mixed about this acquisition, and we're speaking with Suraj Kumar of Axway, a market competitor of Apigee in the API space, who's predicted that this could cause Apigee to abandon those dependent on their on-premise and hybrid solutions in favor of Google's cloud-heavy focus. He's also likened this acquisition to one made by Microsoft, in which the company they acquired, Epiphany, was taken off the market as an independent offering and essentially swallowed whole into the Azure platform. However, he does see some light at the end of the tunnel in that Google appears to be taking API management seriously. Here's our conversation with Suraj.
My first question is, you seem pretty down on the acquisition. Is there anything good about it at all, either for their company or for API management providers, like the market to space at all?
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned, I think you saw some of the response before. I did see a lot of different risks, but I guess the only positive here is, you know, Google, a big company, is looking at APIs seriously. So I think that's validation that APIs and the API economy is extremely important and critical for enterprise customers. And also you see APIs in everything. I think even you wrote an article around like Pokemon and their APIs and such. So I think it validates the importance, the growth, and the whole notion around the API economy that we're seeing in the market with, you know, Google making a significant investment here. But, you know, there's more from a individual company perspective. There's risk, as I mentioned, to see. Does this, what is Google going to do with Apigee? Just sort of make it a cloud play or, you know, particularly when it comes to enterprise customers, Google has taken a very different approach and are, you know, looking a lot of more infrastructure-oriented services that are really not known as a enterprise software company, right? And so that puts in a significant risk in terms of the current customers and future customers for Apigee. And also, if you look at APIs becoming so critical, they're used by a lot of regulated industries and highly secure industries, financial services, healthcare, they're all big users of APIs. And the question becomes, what happens to all these sort of hybrid and on-premise and those type of needs for these industries as opposed to sort of just a pure play cloud thing? Is this going to become more like a low-end consumer cloud-only solution, or how is it going to... So it's just a lot of unknowns, right, at the present time.
Is this acquisition changing anything about how you're thinking about your business strategy?
I wouldn't say in a significant way for Axway. We've always believed, you know, APIs are important, and we've been growing our API business and investing significantly in delivering new features and new solutions. We've always believed... we need to support any cloud and any deployment. What we mean by that is, you know, be it IBM Bluemix or, you know, Amazon Web Services AWS or on-premise or some type of a hybrid solution that we need to support. So this further sort of revalidates that we want to stay independent and not really try to just focus on one particular cloud from that perspective, and also emphasizes sort of the differentiation we want to continue to maintain. Interestingly, I think the biggest sort of competition here may be for IBM with their API Connect on Bluemix, right? So now you have IBM API Connect, and then you have Amazon's API management, and now you have Google sort of taking Apigee and putting it in the Google Cloud. So that's the area I think is probably a bigger threat for IBM potentially in the longer term, whereas, you know, folks like us in Axway, we want to support multiple deployment environments that we see coming from enterprise business needs.
Mm-hmm. Are you kind of glad that this didn't happen to you? Would that be a fair thing to say?
It's not glad or not. I mean, we as a company, we are not just about API management, and that's the other important piece. We provide a wide range of solutions, you know, both on, you know, the integration capabilities from B2B, EDI, MFT integration solutions to API management to analytics. So we are happy to provide, you know, not just a point type of integration. We're happy to provide multiple varieties of integration. And we see that from our customer needs, right? It's not just about APIs. Although it's APIs are extremely important, there's other integration capabilities that customers need, and our ability to deliver that based on use case and needs differentiates us in the market overall and enables us to provide the capabilities that our customers are looking for. You know, pretty large, really highly secure and highly performant, mission critical type of integration solutions that that we have. So,
I'm wondering, do you kind of see this? Do you expect Google kind of create, I guess, what you would call like a Kleenex brand type API management, where it's like kind of a generic, because you talk about how you really focus on any customer needs and tailor your solutions. Do you think they're going to try to create some kind of, do you think they understand that, or they're just going to try to create some generic API management thing, like Band-Aid that could be slapped onto anything?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of speculation here potentially, but if you look at Google, what they do is, you know, they tend to sort of want to create a self-service, more generic cloud for small to mid-sized sort of enterprises all over the place. Other than their infrastructure, I'm talking more about software, right? They don't have the deep technical expertise and complex customer software. So my feel is they'll create more of the generic type of API management solution potentially. And even, you know, I'm sort of seeing Microsoft, right, what they did after they acquired Epiphany and or APIphany was it was pulled off the market, and then it sort of became part of the Azure platform. It's there, but it's not something that we see a strong competition from in the market for critical customer use cases at all. So I'm wondering, you know, what would happen to Apigee after they're part of Google?
I can't help but think of that as like the Borg. Assimilating people and
exactly. Yeah, you know, and you know, that's it's especially, you know, the fact that if you are part of like some sort of a consumer service or something like that, then Google would be like, okay, we can see that, but a complex enterprise, you know, business oriented solution with high security needs, it's got me really sort of thinking about it in terms of, you know, how would it come out on the other side? And then, you know, Google, even when they've done other acquisitions, they've often, you know, taken the same approach that Microsoft did, like, you know, freeze everything, shut down everything for a while and sort of change the whole solution and then come out with it. I remember even like going years back for some of the sort of IP telephony and enterprise telephony type of solutions. I forget the name of the companies, but they bought them. They sort of put everything on hold and like said, this is it. We're going to retool everything. It became more like a technology acquisition, right? They wanted some base technology, and then it would come out a few months later or, you know, a few quarters later as a something that was more aligned with Google's thinking and their strategy, which I'm not sure where it is. I'm not saying this is going to happen to Apigee, but, you know, that's just a...
it's a risk.
Yeah, it's a risk, yeah.
Now, it seems like Google is just kind of, I don't know if they decided to acquire them out of desperation or they felt like they had to keep up, but why Apigee, do you think?
Yeah, that's I think a lot of the... companies have been, you know, a lot of pure play companies have been acquired. If you look at StrongLoop that was acquired by IBM and came out as API Connect, you know, CA Layer 7, typical Mashery. So if you look at a lot of the independent API management solutions companies, they've been acquired by a larger company. And I would say Apigee sort of fit into that category of an independent company focused on API management. They're also much more cloud-oriented API management that fit in with probably Google's DNA overall. So I think, and they, it just seemed like a good fit overall from that perspective if they wanted to get an API management solution.
Even though most of
and I also think I was also going to say I think it was sort of informally known in the industry that Apigee was shopping itself essentially.
Oh,
you know, Yeah, so, I believe, the company was shopping itself because they didn't see themselves as a long-term independent, viable market company. I mean, if you look at it as sort of Apogee's revenues have grown, even their like deficits has grown, so really wondering if they had a long-term play or not. So at some point, I guess their plan was to get sold here.
Sure. So one thing. So they're kind of, isn't they aligned with Google on the cloud, even though the bulk of its revenue is for on-premise and hybrid?
Yeah, that's to be seen, right? That's why I say it's an interesting one. Because what happens is, although you have a lot of customers on the cloud, if you end up with a lot of small, mid-sized customers on the cloud, and you end up with larger customers that are hybrid or on-premise, right?
Yeah.
Because those are the real use cases, right? That you
Right.
want to that are the mission-critical use cases, key customer use cases. So yeah, Google, for Google in revenue, Apogee revenue, does it really care, right? To a certain extent, it's such a small piece of overall Google's bucket. So my feeling is it's going to look at it probably more from a technology based off based acquisition.
So I'm saying like the story is less about Apogee and more about why is Google making this decision and what are they going to do with it?
Yeah, exactly. To me, if anything, right, it shows the importance of APIs. With a large company like Google making an acquisition and other, and then also sort of not just this, but even other consolidation that's happened in the industry by larger companies, as I mentioned, the CA, the TIBCOs, the IBMs, all of them, and even Amazon coming up with their own solution. To me, I think it shows the importance of APIs and the growth, and from that perspective, how Google may execute is maybe potentially a bit different, but to me, it's more of a importance of the APIs as we go along. Yeah.
So this, you think this is a move that's a reaction to Google seeing more companies saying we want API management fast?
Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thanks for joining us today, and remember that you can learn more about APIs and API management from the experts at SearchSoA.com. See you next time.